Hey, this is Brother Jim from DontPerish.com, John 4:24 Radio. I want to bring you this really important teaching today. Came to me in a situation with a brother that I'm have fellowship with. Here's the topic today. Is your sin more powerful than your Savior? Is your sin more powerful than your Savior? You know, I want to talk to you about this. I hear a lot of people, I've had this issue in my past myself, that we get overcome with trials, the world, enemies, sin, flesh, tribulation, and we get overwhelmed. And then we have to ask ourselves, as we try to fight through it, if we have wisdom, is our sin bigger than our Savior? Is it more powerful than our Savior? Well, I'm going to take you to some scripture to encourage you that no matter what you're facing, if you've repented and placed your faith in Christ and you're born again by the gospel and you're striving to obey in holiness and you want to endure in the faith, I want to encourage you that you have the power and your Savior is bigger than any sin and more powerful than anything you will face. What has Christ done for us? Have you focused on that lately? I tell men to preach the gospel to themselves all the time. What has Christ done for us? 2 Corinthians 5:21. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Let that soak into you, folks. Christ was perfect. The perfect Lamb of God. He did not deserve to be on that stake and shed his blood and be murdered. He did it for us so that we could be seen righteous through his sacrifice. Hebrews talks about by one man the world fell into sin and by one man we can be redeemed, right? So we have this amazing Savior that has the ability to cover our sin if we're in the gospel through faith and repentance and forsaking said sins. You know, we have power. Did you know that? We have power, saints. 1 Corinthians 1:18. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. Are you walking in the power of God, saints, as you go through sin, the flesh, trials, persecution, tribulation? I can tell you, when I go through persecution and trials, if I do it in my flesh, it's hopeless. If I do it in the Spirit and the power of God and his word, I am an overcomer, and so can you be. 1 Corinthians 1:24. But unto them which are called both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Look at that. Not only do we get power, we get wisdom. Why does wisdom matter? Because then it keeps us out of our flesh. It keeps us away from our enemies. It keeps us out of the world. It keeps us in the Word of God. It keeps us in close fellowship with true saints. We need the power and we need the wisdom of God. It's available to us. So now that power is ours if we're born of God, right? Ephesians 1:19. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us inward who believe according to the working of his mighty power? Hear that? We get the power of God inward if we're born of him by the gospel. I'm talking to true believers here. If you're not a true believer, if you're not sure, you need to cry out to God. You need to surrender all your sin. You need to ask him for a new heart and new mind. He's a good father. He will give you what you seek after. So I'm talking to believers here. Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that work in us. Do you hear that? He can do exceedingly and abundantly above whatever you need, whatever trials, whatever sin, whatever flesh, whatever enemy, whatever persecution. He can do exceedingly and abundantly above. Do you believe that, saints? Oh, people walk around saying they believe the Bible. Do you really believe this? If we do, we will overcome and we will have victory. You know, darkness has no power over us. Did you know that? If we're standing on his word, darkness has no power over us. over us. Colossians 1, verse 13, whom had delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. I mean, you think about this. The gospel, what does it mean, folks? We were walking in darkness and sin and flesh and wickedness, and wrath of God was waiting for us. And Christ, look at that, what it says. Christ delivered us from the power of the darkness because of his sacrifice and his perfect life. He's translated us into the kingdom of God. I love that. Have you been translated? If you have, you've got the power to overcome. You've got the power. You've got the wisdom. You see what we're talking about here. 2 Timothy 1, verse 7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So look at this. We got power in the spirit of God, not fear, and love. We need to love God, love our neighbor, love our brothers and sisters, right? That's the great commands. This is power, folks. Do you believe what God's word says? Don't just read it. Read it. Meditate on it. Know it. Claim it. Say, Father, I believe this. And then here's the hard part. You got to walk in it. Yeah, you walking in it? That can be hard. 2 Timothy 1:8. Be not therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. Now, there's a warning for us. Are you ashamed of being a Christian? You ashamed how you have to dress, how you have to act, what you have to do, what you have to leave, what you have to separate from? Be careful. Don't be ashamed of this gospel, this testimony. That will steal your power. That's something to consider right there. Now, I love you, brothers and sisters. Do not deny the power of God over sin and our trials. We're all going to walk through sin. We're all going to walk through trials. Do not deny the power of God in such things. Here's a warning. 2 Timothy 3:5. Paul's warning about the people in the last days who will be unbiblical people. He says, having the form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Brother Jim and Sister Debbie runs into these people all the time. They tell us in man-made religion, you can't live holy. You can't leave your sin. You can't overcome darkness and the enemy. They're a bunch of liars and they deny the power of God, but they got this Sunday morning appearance of godliness. Don't let that be you, folks, saints. Repent of that. We must see what Christ has done. We must rejoice. And then, not only see it, not only rejoice in it and believe it, we overcome daily looking to him. What are we looking to? Ourselves? The world? Our flesh? No, we're looking to him. He has overcome and defeated our worst enemy. Hebrews 2:14. For as much then as children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had power of death, that is, the devil. Do you hear that? Christ destroyed the power of Satan. Death has no hold on us anymore. It didn't hold him in the grave. He rose again. We are going to rise again, even if we die from this fleshly body. Do you believe that, folks? Are you walking in it? Are you living it out in power? Are you letting sin be more powerful than your Savior? Now, does Brother Jim need to remind you about this power of the Word of God? Hebrews 4:12. For the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of thoughts and intents of the heart. You see that? The Word of God can slice you up, slice you open, show you what you need, cut out what's got to be gone, put in what needs to be there, and build you up, strengthen you in the spirit. Do you believe that? Are you walking in that? Are you walking in the power of the Word and the Spirit, or are you ineffectual? Are you double-minded? Are you doubting the power of God? Yeah, that's something to ask yourself. Now, you're going to have struggles. We all do. Sin, trials, tribulation, the flesh. What are you relying on, folks? Here's my question to you. What are you relying on to overcome? 1 Peter 1:5, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. So we have this power of God that's keeping us. Now, it's not guaranteed. Some people say you're sealed by the Holy Spirit. That's an earnest. It can be removed. You can lose your salvation if you turn away. But we see that we're being kept by the power of God. And what does it give us? We must live holy and obedient, right? What does it give us? 2 Peter 1:3. According to his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. So you see that right there? Yeah. God's given us the power, but we walk in holiness, righteousness, and virtue. And he's given us those things that we need. What a glorious Savior, God and Savior we serve. Let not your flesh, your enemies, your sin, the world, false religion fool you into thinking that the power of sin, the power of your flesh, is more powerful and can't overcome, and that your Savior has not power over all those things. We serve a glorious God. We serve a mighty, mighty Savior. Revelation 5:12, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Do you believe that, folks? Do you believe that he rose again and overcame and gives us the power and his Spirit's put in us to manifest himself to us, that the Word of God teaches us all things along with the Spirit? Do you believe that? Do you believe we have the power to put down sin, the flesh, overcome death and hell? Do you really believe that? I hope this has encouraged you. Let this audio be a warning to us all. May we never discount the power that we have in Christ over our flesh, sin, doubts, enemies, Satan, even death. We serve this glorious risen Savior. I hope you're striving in him today. This has been Brother Jim. I love you all. Walk in the power of God. No, we're not talking about fake signs and wonders and speaking in tongues and all these things. No, we're talking about the power to live the transformed life. The power to overcome sin and death. The power to overcome the world around us. The power to overcome persecution, tribulation, loss, being made a mockery for Christ, being called a fool for Christ. Are you ready to overcome all that? Here's how you do it. Make sure you're born of God by the gospel I just preached to you. Get in the Word of God. If you've got some true saints with you that are holy and obedient, cling to them. Cling to each other. Cling to the Word of God. Cling to the Holy Spirit. Study the Scriptures together. Assure each other. Edify each other daily, as it says in Hebrews 3, lest you be swept away in sin. And then you have no power. Hey, I love you all. I got to get back to working on some projects, and then we got to hit the gospel road. Go out and preach this glorious Savior. Walk in power. Our website is there every day with new audios, articles, videos, sisters' blogs to help you walk in the power of God, to help you live the power of God. You know, Sunday church is about a few songs and a hyped up sermon, and then you go live your life in the world. No, true saints are living this out daily because the Spirit is in us. We're quickened by the Word of God, and we know what it can do to transform our lives. And I can tell you that if you walk in the Word and you overcome and you be diligent and you be persistent, you have power over everything around you unto this glorious Savior who's redeemed us with his blood. Hey, I love you all. Let me know how I can help you in the faith. Till next time, have a glorious day. May God be praised.